Hello and welcome to Up the Smut Season 2, bitches.
Woo!
We did it.
Tell a friend to tell a friend they're back, etc.
Now
How's your dad?
everyone can stop DMing me now and asking when we're back because we're back, but also don't stop DMing me because I was telling Kayla the idea that anybody listens to this is absolutely wild to me.
Insane. Like,
Insane.
but we were on people's Spotify raps. Are you kidding, guys? Get outside more. Touch some fucking grass. Like, are you serious? Listen to some Lana Del Rey, smoke a cigarette and think of me. You don't have to listen to me speaking. Kate was actually saying how my voice is wrecked because now that I work in retail, all I do all day is just talk. So I sound really throaty, which is probably an improvement. Anything's an improvement on over my usual high-pitched voice.
It's like
Isn't that right, Katie Cakes?
Phoebe from Friends when she gets sick and she just has
Yeah.
a really raspy voice. It's like super sexy though. And then she gets better and she tries to get everyone to cough in her face and make her sick again.
That's actually been me at work. I did 6 days straight, guys. And if you've ever worked in retail around Christmas, I liken it to Guantanamo Bay. I'm like the bright lights, the pop music, the beeping, the people asking you stupid questions that you can't answer. Like it's literally, so I've survived 6 days in Gitmo, going back in tomorrow for another five, and I keep taking COVID tests in the tea room. And because I'm like really optimistic, like I'm like, surely one of these people has like coughed on me or something. No such luck. My manager was like, stop taking them because if you are sick, I have to replace you. And I was just like, that's why you get the big bucks. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just a little worker bee and I don't have COVID. So I'm very, very upset about that.
Didn't you like just get over being really sick though?
I still, like, honestly, I still have the COVID lingering
Yeah.
effects. I've got like my knees aren't what they used to be. In the time that we're away, while Kate's been birthing a whole human from her body, like a human exited her.
Yeah.
I turned 35. My knees are like at the end of the week, they just don't work. Your legs don't work like they used to. Who said that? Like, was it James Bond? Like some white man with a guitar, you know? So that's been me. And I'm like, oh, I'm rickety and old. I'm so sore. And all the youths at work are like, wow, she's so brave. Look at her.
Didn't someone at work though, like a customer, think you were like way younger than you are?
Yeah, it's actually very, very bizarre. I had a customer. He was like, he said something. Like he was a man. I was like, oh yeah, you know, when you get to my age, like it requires life support when you have a hangover. He's like, oh, boy. How old are you? Like, I was just like, well, I'm 35. He's like, oh, I thought you were, you know, 21. I was like, I'm so sorry to shatter that illusion of yours, but I'm an old woman, got husband and kids. Yeah. There's a lot of weird old crackhead men, call me darling, sweetheart. No problem, mate. Have a good day, sport. Catch you later, champ. And you just say it with a smile. Everything's always with a smile, always. And someone, actually, I did have a customer say to me the other day, they're like, you are always so happy and smiling. And with a big grin on my face, I said, I'm pretending. Call me Lobotomy Barbie. She's
This
choking.
is my retail face.
Yeah, this is my retail face.
Yeah.
I'm here. I can show up if I'm being paid to do it. I can smile. You can see my dimple. I only have one dimple. I've got a dimple on my right cheek. I've never had so many people talk about my name since I was a child. Like they're just all really interested in the name Michaela, or sometimes they like can't read it and they call me Michalia or Kayla. So that's cool. But yeah, like I remember when I was little, because it was a pretty uncommon name back in my day, back in the 1400s, Michaela wasn't out there very much. So I would always be told, oh, that's such a nice name. People are like, oh, where does that name come from? And I think I've mentioned it to you guys before. My parents' names are Michael and Michelle, and they're both Libras. So they just named me after themselves. But I'm also named after a book character. So that's a little kernel of something for y'all. So there you go.
Actually,
But how have you been? How's the human? Where is he? He's not on your chest.
he
There's no fucking
no.
baby hand. Like there is on Instagram. It's like, where's the baby? Show me the baby.
That day that I made the story where I like made a video of me with the baby hand, and then I like mentioned in the next story, I'm like, all you guys are fucking nuts, like DMing me about the baby hand every time. I got so many DMs from people who saw the first story and they were like, oh, baby hand. And they saw the second story and they were like, oh, you got me. I was like, I laid a trap and you fell into it, you weirdo. But I love it. Some guy DM'd me the other day and was like, I love your quest to convince everybody that you just have baby hands now. Because it kind of looked like it was my own hand, like resting on my chest. He's like, the effort you're putting into this is great. I was like, oh, thank you. But no, I did not. He probably would have slept through this, actually. But I made my husband watch the hockey, or no, it's football game upstairs.
Oh. See, so. We'll get to that story about the hockey. So this is going to be a doozy for you guys. Like, this is classic Michaela. So today we're basically just doing a little catch up. Isn't that right? Just kind of where we've been, what we've been reading. Spoiler alert for me, not a lot because I'm losing the fucking will to live. But Kate's been reading some bangers because she's had a kid on it for the last couple of months. So,
yeah, I have a great, I've had one bad book out of like the last 40. One DNF. Everything else has been fucking immaculate perfection. Yeah.
And how long's it been since you read those 40 books?
No, it's two probably been months. Like a week and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's classic.
I'm reading about two books a day right now. Two full-length books a day because I'm up all... Yes. The other night, I was up from 3 to 5 because I made the mistake of reading a gay hockey book. And I was like, surely I will be able to put this down.
A trap for young punters.
No, it was a... amateur hour over here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but literally it's like 4:30, my baby's back asleep and I'm like, put the book down, Kate, put the book down. And I eventually basically fell asleep with it in my hand, but it was, and I finished it at like 5 a.m. or no,
beautiful,
2 hours later, 7 a.m.
This is the Kate we know and love. She's been using her maternity leave to the full extent of what it's supposed to be used for. So yeah, we've seen all of the DMs from you guys telling us you want to come back. It's like, you know, getting a human out of your body, it's taxing. It's hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't have to do any of the heavy lifting. I did have them come out the side door. I do tell my kids every year that they're surgically removed, like tumors, on their birthdays. But yeah, I have the scars to prove it. And... I didn't get to poop for like 2 days after. So who's the real winner here? Actually, I've got a funny story to tell you. I don't know if I told you. When Kate was in labor, she's messaging me. Like, she's just like, ow, ow, ow. I'm like, I cannot sympathize. And then I had a bunch of people being like her real life friends, as well as, you know, people she's friends with on the internet. Like, how's Kate? Like, haven't heard from her. I'm like, you know what? She is just taking a couple of days to just spend it with her husband and kid before she pops out the door. And there she is, like, in hospital, like, ow, 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 ow. Literally, like, getting voice notes from her. And I'm like, ew, this is so graphic. Like,
I wasn't literally pushing the baby out while I was, for the record, while I was DMing Michaela. But it was getting
headed
close.
Down the road. Actually.
Yeah. I was pretty lonely. It was boring. My mom and my husband were both taking a nap. What was I supposed to do?
And I was awake. Like, it was daytime for me. Yeah. And everyone, like, in my real life is
everyone in my real life was asleep.
Yeah.
So I had to go to Australia to get somebody who's actually never pushed a baby out their vagina to commiserate with me. But Michaela's always down to just...
I'm always down to talk about your vagina. 100%. I'm always ready. Always ready to talk about it. Yeah. No worries. So what are we going to talk about first? Are we going to talk about hockey? Well, should we segue into my hockey story?
Yeah, let's start with your hockey story, and then we'll segue into me reading nothing but gay hockey for like the last 35 books. I am convinced that there are no straight hockey. Like, I saw a thing about a hockey player with like a girlfriend, and I had a moment where I was like, what?
Yeah, no, that's not, that
no,
doesn't sound
they're
right.
All gay, right?
See them.
They all like dick.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, I'm really sorry. So, okay, I need to preface this story by saying it is so classically me in terms of the way that the stars would align and my behavior towards this person. Okay, so picture this, guys. Little Mickey E. That's me, Michaela Eve. Get it? I'm Mickey E. So Mickey E's there. She's not supposed to start work until 9 a.m. that morning, but the guy that was supposed to be working, he didn't show up. So I had to run to work really early, like 7:20. Another person calls in sick. And they're like, Michaela, can you be a hero? Can you work from 7:15 in the morning to 4 p.m.? I don't know what I was on. Like, I must have had a really, like, my antidepressant was still rocking. Like, I'd had a really good coffee. I must have had, like, an amazing morning poop. So I was like, okay, cool, I can do this. So I'm doing it. And by, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I could hear the color red. It was, the music was blasting. I was fully caffeinated, like, beyond anything. And I'm, like, working with this 19-year-old girl. Like, she's pretty integral to this story. So we'll keep her in the back pocket. And this guy like walks into the store. I'm like, have I seen that person before? Like, surely that's not someone I had sex with 15 years ago. And it wasn't, mercifully, for the sake of everyone involved in this story, for the plot. Anyway, he comes to the register and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I use the brand of that. And then he says something and he has an accent. I'm like, an accent. Okay. It was a Brisbane Lightning hockey player. And I was like, oh my God. He was in one of the viral TikToks.
I was going to ask how you recognize. I wouldn't recognize like the most famous hockey player in Chicago. I would not recognize him if somebody told me he was a hockey player. But you were like, so, yes, small time
exactly.
hockey player.
Yeah. I was just like, shit. I was like, hey, is that you? He's like, yes, that is me. I was like, oh my God, do you want to be on my podcast? Literally, like it flies out of my mouth. I'm like, my friend Kate, I totally like jimmied Kate in there. I was like, Kate is like super popular on Instagram. I'm like, she has like 60,000 followers. He's like, wow, that is crazy. Does she have book talk? And I was like, no. But I'm like, Instagram. I'm like, we're boomers. Like, we've got Instagram, you know?
And I only have 7,000 on TikTok. It's a cesspool.
Okay. Anyway, so like I said to him, I was like, do you want to, like, you have to be on my podcast? He's like, oh, you know, like my English isn't very good. I was like, no, that's fine. We'll get some of the other hockey players to come on. And what does this guy do? Matches my energy. He's like, okay, so you can come to our match when the season starts again. I'll put you in the players box. He's like, do you have a jersey? I was like, no. He's like, I'll get you one. But the 19-year-old girl that I work with, who comes up to my elbow because she's like 5 foot whatever, she's going to be yelling at me and be like, oh, whatever. I was like, well, can she come as well? And he like looks her up and down. He's like, yeah, she can come. And I was like, and then I started loudly talking about my husband and my kids. Anyway, so there was that. He follows me on Instagram. You know, we've got the dialogue happening and this is the best part of the story. So at my work, there was a display for one of their sponsors. And I was like, yo, bro, like we've got this. What does this motherfucker do? He comes in during a storm on Monday when Friday, when I'd finished work and I had to take a photo of him in front of all of the products. So he like came to see me. And again, he was like, yeah, so you're going to come to the game. I was like, no problem. Like, and he's like, what was that girl's name again? I was like, that's your future wife. Like, hopefully no, he's not going to listen to this before. I think I speak too quickly, but yeah, so that's the end of my story, guys.
I'm going to fly to Australia to come to this match.
No. Because they're going to be on the podcast. They'll be sitting, like right now, guys, we're in my bedroom. So I could fit a couple of hockey players in here.
More than a couple.
More than a couple.
Yeah.
Why am I married?
hey, we read enough Sword Crossing. The husband could join in.
We're closed. I'm so sorry to say we're closed, guys. I know. So yeah, there's my funny story. Classically, Michaela, of course I would meet this person in such a manner. And like literally the first thing that's on my mouth is like, will you be on my podcast? And when he was like hesitant about it, I was like, no, like it'll be great.
We're totally normal and not at all weird.
Well, he actually said that he saw something on my story about the podcast. He's like, uh-oh. Oh, wow. I was like,
I hope he doesn't listen.
No. Especially not to this episode. If you are listening, though, you're so sweet. Thank you. The best.
Don't be scared.
Be scared. Be scared, baby boy.
I like I ask people to be on the podcast and they're always like, oh my God, I don't know.
Do you know who said they'd be on the podcast?
Who?
Who? She slid into Eve Dangerfield.
Oh yeah, I've been on Eve's twice. I love Eve.
Yeah, she said she'd be
Where
on
does
here.
She live like, in she Australia?
She's in Sydney.
How far is that from Brisbane?
Like an hour's plane ride.
Yeah.
But they've got daylight savings there. We don't have daylight savings here.
I told Michaela, literally everything I know about Australia at this point comes from Eve Dangerfield's books or Bluey. Two very different things.
I mean, we're all in this together, right? What's
okay? Not your
tell
High
me
School
some of the books
Musical
you've been
is,
reading.
So, oh wait, no.
Yeah,
Now that I brought up High
always.
School Musical, I would like just to mention, I talked about this on my stories at one point, but I feel like everybody who listens to the podcast has to probably follow me. So sorry for repeating things, but someone pointed out to me that in High School Musical, they do not kiss until the end of the second movie.
What in the fucking 2015 YA is that?
Right? I forget how we got on the conversation, but we were talking about like slow burns and stuff. And then we talked about High School Musical. And then we were like, she was like, did you know that they didn't even kiss until the very end? I was like, I haven't seen it in a long time, but I'm going to rewatch. She was like, that is just YA edging. Like, they edged us for so long to get, like, that kiss. Like, we were talking, I was thinking about sexual tension and how well High School Musical did it to the point where you didn't even realize they didn't kiss. I think it's
I was too busy being, role-playing Sharpay in real life. Like, let's be real.
That's true. She's your spirit animal.
With my gay
or
best
you're
friends.
Her spirit animal.
Basically, yeah. She was based off of me, more than likely. I love how we just spent half an hour just screaming at each other.
Yeah, that went by really, really fast already. That went by very fast.
This is so classically.
We're like, let's catch up. Like, literally, Michaela, this is the first time Michaela and I are seeing each other face-to-face, not on Snapchat, since I gave birth. Since we filmed the Unhinged Vera Valentine episode that nobody has seen yet because I was supposed to post it and then I ended up going into, well, I didn't go into labor. They forced labor onto me.
Yeah, that was
and then
crazy.
I have told Michaela 15 times I will post it and 15 times I have not posted it. So
that's okay. There's
I'm going to make it episode two. So this is season one, or no, season two, episode one, and Unhinged, for those of you who really want to hear us discuss a book where a woman fucks a door. Also, people keep commenting and they're like, what about splinters? And I'm like, how often are you getting splinters from doors?
Yeah.
I literally commented that back to somebody and they were like, oh, that's a good point. I'm like, you just wanted to say something. You just wanted to see you can't hear
yourself.
Thank
you for the engagement.
Comment,
keep
yeah.
going.
I'm like, thank you. That was a dumbass comment. Also, she fucks the doorknob, you imbecile. Like, what part of the door did you think she was sticking up her hoo-ha?
So
obviously it's the metal doorknob.
My sidebar on this as well is that we're at the point of the season where Kate is still obsessed with numbering episodes. Like, you probably remember that from the very beginning. She's like, this is episode, is it four? And I'm like,
hey,
who cares? Like,
I number them on Instagram.
Let it go.
But I did forget. I think season one has like 36 episodes or something. I don't know
how
you decide.
We're like Supernatural.
How do you decide what a season is? I'm going to have another baby to have another break.
Don't have a fucking another baby.
My mom actually met someone today or yesterday who had a 4-week-old and then a baby 10 months older than that. So 11 months old. And then a baby 10 months older than that. Three babies,
wow.
Under two. Didn't even wait the 6 weeks to have sex again.
What in the Duggar family is that shit? That's cuckoo nannies.
I'm like, my vagina would have melted away if my husband had even suggested having sex before 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's bad.
I'm like, that's not even medically safe. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And she's like at a craft fair, which like no, like with all three kids at, she's running a booth at a craft fair. I mean, no shame to running a booth at a craft fair, but with all three kids under two with you also at your booth at the craft fair?
Well, fingers crossed, two of them might not be able to move. Do you know what I mean? Like, 10 months old. My kids were fucking walking by that age. Like,
I should have asked my mom how she had them contained. I hope it was like a pack and play. Just like all of them in the pack and play.
Just caged. That would be a good one as
baby.
Well.
I call our pack and play a baby cage. Like, it's a baby cage.
100%.
I'm caging my babies. Duh.
Exactly. Perfect.
Duh.
Perfect.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay. Were you going to talk about books? Is that where we were going with this?
No, I don't know if we were going to talk about books. I barely read any books, but I was sent books by SJ. I thought that was my rant at Kate. I thought that you were part of that.
No, yeah, she came at me so hot yeah, yelling at me.
Like guns blazing. Like I was on fucking Instagram. I was on like, well, I wasn't on Facebook, but like if she didn't respond fucking quick smart on Snapchat, I would have been like tagging her in posts and shit. I'm like, fuck.
Well, I did send you something. You just haven't gotten it yet. But oh, it's snail mail. You. It's snail fuck mail. Yes. It's not books.
Honestly, it fucking better not. It fucking,
it's not
it
dick confetti. Be
it better not be anything. Like, that's it all I
things.
Have to say.
No, it's
I don't
things.
Want anything.
No, there's things. There's things coming.
I have so many things.
SJ and I did cavort. Is that a word?
Collude.
I feel like cavort has got to be a word, too.
Cavorting
right?
is. Yeah, cavorting is more like.
But is cavort by itself a word, or is it just cavorting?
Yeah, it's like that conversation from 10 Things I Hate About You. It's like, I know you can be overwhelmed, and I know you can be underwhelmed, but can you ever just be whelmed? I think you can in Europe. Heath Ledger, like, oh, it's actually pretty good that he, like, went ghost mode before he went bald. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think he would have been, like, really uncomfortable being bald.
What?
hit my DMs to talk to me about that. That's a pretty niche conversation. So,
I think he could pull off being bald, but you think he would hate being bald?
Yeah, I don't think he'd be happy with it. Yeah. And I don't think my other really unpopular opinion is I don't think that he would have won the Oscar for a Batman movie had he not passed away.
Bold statements that are weirdly relevant and irrelevant to this podcast.
I said what I said.
Yeah. That's fine. Everyone's always like commenting, like, this comes up more than it should, but people will comment in my comment section sometimes about how like they would hate like a bald hero or like, oh, I bet, like, I don't know. They're always putting down bald people. And I'm like, my husband is bald.
Yeah.
Like, my heroes do not need hair. Because again, and people are shocked to hear this. I forget what the word for it is. But I don't picture characters when I'm reading books. I don't, it does not bother me if the cover does not match the description because I'm not picturing anybody but a blob.
So
skin colored blob.
My hot take on that one is that everyone pictures themselves as the female main characters.
I do not, because I do not. Like,
but I think the majority of people do.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
the majority of people do. And but that's
like,
fine.
If they find the men hot, that's okay. They like the men. Like they're picturing, I feel like they're not picturing the heroines, which is why I guess there's a new like movement towards not describing the heroines at all. Like he just keeping it very, very vague, almost like second person POV.
Mm.
I read like a whole thing about it on Reddit and I was like, but people were very against it on Reddit. Like people were like, no, I don't want that. Cause like, they're like, if I want to picture myself as the heroine, I'll picture her no matter what, but I don't want the heroine to be so like, how do you write a book where you don't describe the heroine at all? Like he puts his hands on her tits, but like, are they big? Are they small? Like, what about her waist? Like, I feel like certain things are relevant to whether, you know,
are her nipples like chocolate buttons or cherry blossoms?
Cherry blossoms are overdone.
Mm.
I do like the brown nipple movement.
I'm checking what color. Yeah, I'm checking what color. I just check what color my nipples are.
Are you going to share with the class?
Yeah, they're okay. Do you want to see?
Oh my God. This just, I don't know why I just remembered this, but one time when my husband and I were dating and he was living in the basement of his house, we had just finished having relations and I was putting a shirt on. It was like 7 at night. He lives in the basement though, so like you could have sex whenever you wanted and like nobody would come down. But his mom walks in with a load of laundry and I have the shirt over my head, tits out. Yep. The shirt drops down. We'd only been together like, I don't know, less than 6 months. And that's the end of the story. No one ever said anything. Oh. We never brought it up, but I think about it. It's my Roman Empire. I think about it every time I do laundry. Oh. I'm like, remember that time my lovely mother-in-law saw me tits out? Yeah.
Jeez. I would bring that up.
It's too late now. We've been together 12 years. Can't go back.
Yeah. 12 years is a long time to think about someone seeing you baps, babes. Maybe I don't know. I love that. That's good. That was a good story.
Thank
you. And you have beautiful nipples, no doubt.
I was going to say, you don't know for sure, but I appreciate
it. Well, after breastfeeding two children, I can tell you that it's no fucking picnic, okay? Like...
Great. Now maybe men will stop DMing me so much. when they're just picturing my postpartum nipples. Thank you. No, not the weird ones are going to DM me. Okay, so as this is a bookish podcast, I suppose we should let us actually get to talk about books. I'm the reason twice now you have tried to turn this to books, and I have interjected with an irrelevant, stupid ass story.
I'm the first adult she hasn't had sex with that she's seen in like 2 weeks or something, because she's just home with the kids all the time. So like her husband's the only one.
Yeah. I told Michaela, this is my socialization, seeing her via a computer screen and talking with all of you lovely people in my DMs or in the comment sections.
And fighting with people as well. Yeah. That gets her going too. Don't worry about that.
I am both feral and rabid. Mm-hmm. Be careful.
Good. Yeah. Okay, so what have you read? Do you want to tell me first? Like, and then we can kind of go back and forth, or
I've read nothing really. I have way too much to even... I don't even know where I left off. Like I said, I've read so many fucking books. I will say it's mostly gay romance. I think once you push a baby out your vagina, you just want to take a moment and like not think about vaginas.
Yeah. I would want to depersonalize from that as well.
Yeah.
Truly.
I'm like clicking in my Goodreads challenge. I'm like, when did I read this? Is this before or after the baby? This was after. Wow, I have read a lot. I scrolled down really far and clicked, and it was like, you read that October 12th. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
I have read like nothing. Like Unhinged. Unhinged is there. People still like that. Literally, my review of Unhinged was Love is an Open Door, and people enjoyed that. So that was good. I read some YA to try to trip myself back out of my reading slump, because guys, like after I had worked all day, the public had just taken everything from me. I was like falling asleep. I go to sleep really early anyway. We know this. And then I wake up in the night. I harass my Americans, check they're all good. So I was like, one book that I did read, and I binged the shit out of it. And SJ, you bitch, she actually sent me a copy of it, which is the one that I told Kate, like I accused Kate of sending me. It's called In the Game by Sloane St. James. It is the third book in a hockey romance series. And I'm a little bit iffy on the hockey now, guys, just because I know it. Like I've met a hockey player. And I'm sort of like,
it gave you the ick.
No, he didn't give me the ick. He's
not
so
him,
lovely.
But like, I feel like meeting someone in real life, now I can't objectify them in a romance novel.
Exactly. And I really want to talk to them about that when we interview them. Because you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I've realized, guys, as well, like, really tall guys, hot take, not that hot. There's something like, I've noticed it. There's a lot of short kings out there, having said that I am a tall bitch. But yeah, I've just noticed all different people. Let me go back to the fucking books, because we could just be on tangents all goddamn day. And
that's what we're known for.
Exactly.
They're here for the tangents, I feel like. So.
They are. So In the Game by Sloane St. James. It is a surprise baby after a one night stand, 5 years apart. The girl's name is Raleigh for some reason.
Like R-A-W-L-E-Y?
Yeah, like the place in one of the Carolinas. I'm not American. I don't know. Is it North Carolina or South Carolina?
I don't know. I also don't think it's spelled that
Chicago.
Way, though.
Like, this is Shamelessville. Raleigh. So she, like, the thing it starts off with is she's a bit of like a puck bunny. Love that. Good for her. Get it, girl. And then she is like, she wanted to play hockey growing up. And then we just sort of like, that doesn't mean anything. Like midway through the story, I mean, she has the kid, it's all good. And the guy's name is Barrett. Of course it is. She has this real thing for names. So she knows what names mean, but she does admit to checking him out on social media. So I was like, love that. Love a girl who knows her target. Then the Elsie Silver Chestnut Spring series came to Big W in Australia, which is like affordable books. And I scooped them off Amazon, all of that shit. I read Flawless and Heartless.
I have really Flawless on my shelf right now.
I don't, there's a vagina in it, so I don't know how well you are going to receive that. But look, it was fine. I understand why they're so popular. Like, get the bag, Elsie Silver. I also just needed to completely disengage from anything that would remind me of my life. So I started reading the books on my shelves, which was crazy. I know, that's, you know, it gets bad when that happens. So I read A Million Kisses in Your Lifetime and then Promises We Meant to Keep by Monica Murphy. And of course they are rich kids, prep school kid, like my, you know, my catnip. We love that. Mm. But in my mind, they weren't in high school. They were 30 years old.
Yeah.
But then the other thing, because you know how I always say this, guys, I always compare anything like Rich Kids, Gossip Girl vibes to The Royals by Erin Watt. So Erin Watt is, what's that bitch's name again? Elle Kennedy. So Elle Kennedy, who like took off like a fucking juggernaut with her off-campus series, which I'm pretty sure is on KU now anyway.
I think so.
And Jen Frederick. And Jen Frederick. So there was that. So though, like, they don't write as Erin Watt anymore for obvious reasons because Elle Kennedy's getting the bag. I love how, like, everyone's getting the bag in this.
Wait, I swear to God, though, I am getting a series by Erin Watt from, like, Berkeley.
I bet you it's going to be The Royals because they're re-releasing them.
Is that, like, Paper Princess?
Yes!
Yeah.
Why do you ever doubt me? Like, this one time this guy at work was like, can you do that for me? And I said to this man, literally looked him dead in the eyes. I said, I'm a Scorpio. I can do anything. So read that. Like, so that's being re-released.
Well, that's good. So you like that? Because I have that on my shelf. I have all of them.
Crack cocaine. Like, it's just like you fucking rail that shit. Like, I will say, like,
the
readable.
Titles didn't do much for me. Like, nah. Paper Princess made me think it was going to be like a, like, I don't even know. Nah. I was just picturing like a fuzzy, warm, I don't know, librarian or something. Paper Princess. So
No. Okay. It's like high school rich kids being rich.
Okay.
Hot boys, like five hot boys in the family. Like, what are the names? Gideon, Reed, Easton, and Sebastian and Sawyer, who are twins, and they talk about how they share a girlfriend. Did we ever get to fucking hear about that? No, we didn't. I don't want to fucking discuss that because I need twins sharing. It's just dirty.
Honestly, anyway, I have brought this up. And I love Eve Dangerfield, but she just did this in the book that's releasing where she brought up like a potential really fucking hot thing that they want to do together and then didn't put it in the book. And I DM'd
Let's confront her about it.
I'm like, Eve, let's confront her about it. Fucking filthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, is it called Back Into It, which I thought was really funny because they do anal and I was just picturing backing into.
Well, yeah.
Backing up your ass
all
onto
a
deck.
Is, like, Boogie with the hoodie, like, look back at it.
Yeah.
She never did. Yeah. No, we're going to confront her about that. Let me write that down.
Well, I did confront her. And she was like, well, I want to leave people wanting. She's like, I might like write it into it like an epilogue later or something. But I
want,
like,
her to write the epilogue as we're drilling her via video conference.
Okay,
for
though. While we're talking about books I read, though, like that book was fire. It's an age gap, friends to lovers situation where the heroine is like she. So it's a rugby player. Name is Patrick. Mm-hmm. The heroine, obviously, like, Eve writes really great flawed characters where, like, both characters are flawed. And it's not like they magically become unflawed the minute a dick enters a vagina, you know? Which I love, because, like, they fuck shit up the whole book, basically. But he had a huge crush on her, but she's, like, 6 years older than him or something, or, I don't know, eight. And she's, like, not into, he's, like, 20 when they meet. And she's like 26 or something. And she's a fucking hot mess. And he's super fucking into her. And she's like pretending she doesn't know. It's like that, where like she just really doesn't want to lose him. And if they acknowledge their feelings for each other, they either have to like fuck and she has to eventually leave him or they, you know, whatever. But it was so kinky. Like at one point, he just decides, fuck it. Like, I can't live like this. Invites her to a hotel, fucks the shit out of her, like gives her like six orgasms with a vibrator like in a row, and it's not even like romantic by the end. Like, I mean, he's like, how many times have you, he's like, I know, I've overheard you once saying you gave yourself five orgasms with this, I'm gonna give you six. And like at the end he's like, now we're done, like I can't be your friend anymore, like, because like I'm too in love with you, whatever. It was one of the hottest scenes where they're both just hate fucking basically because they both know that the relationship's like done after this. But it wasn't done. That was like eight chapters in. So there's time. But that book was so hot. But yeah, I was like, Eve, how dare you toy with my heart this way? But everyone knows I love Eve Dangerfield and I'll read fucking anything that she writes. And after I read that, I then had to go back and reread all the other books in her series. And Captivated, my like number one CNC, consensual non-consent book by Eve Dangerfield and Tessa Bailey is now out on audio. Audiobook that shit, so I gotta try and
yes.
I think it might be my first audio. I think I have to. I fucking have to.
Yeah, you absolutely do.
Yeah, I've never actually, I keep saying it's my first, it'd be my first romance novel. I once listened to a James Patterson on CD in
my car. Still recovering from that by the sounds of things.
No, it was really good. I was like, holy shit. Okay. It was like book not eight podcast, in the series. So
right there.
I missed like, so it was when I was working in St. Louis and I was doing a lot of driving and traveling back and forth. So I listened to it on tape, but it was like book eight in like a thriller series. So there was clearly backstory I did not understand. But it was still like, in the beginning, he was real cocky. He was like, people often tell me that they'll read my books or they'll keep listening long after they arrive at a destination. And I was like, all right, bro, like you're a little high on yourself. And then I would get to work. I would leave for work early so I could sit in the parking lot in case it was like a good part. And I would just keep listening. So
that man does not need to know that. Oh, there is actually one. So we need to clarify as well, guys, if you have managed to make it this far into the episode, which some of you have, because someone actually commented on Up the Smart. Let's pull it up, see who it was. They said that we were number one on their Spotify Wrapped. It is the_bookish_spot. Hey, I just want to share you my number one podcast on Spotify Wrapped. Are you okay?
Thank you. Oh my God.
Oh my, that's, do you listen to any other podcasts? Is it just us?
Yeah, like just, we're the only podcast they listen to, and that's why we're number one. But we're so flattered anyways. I know, I would still be flattered. You have a million podcasts to listen to, and you don't listen to any of them but us. I would still be
flattered.
Yeah,
that's insane. Yeah. Really? Like, that's crazy. We would love to, like, pay for some cat. No. The one thing that we've got to do is we will be doing a Christmas episode, and one book that we've actually read in, what the fuck is the thing? In common? In common. See, I'm losing all cognitive abilities since I've been away from Guantanamo Bay. That's just where we'll just refer to me working in Guantanamo Bay. We both read Jingle Bell Games by Catwin author, friend of the pod.
I read a vagina.
Silliest little sausage that ever existed. So yeah, there you go. Jingle Bell Games. We read it. It's coming out when? Like a week, maybe?
I don't know.
Fucking good.
I get books way in advance. Sometimes, this isn't way in advance, but sometimes I get books months in advance, and then by the time they come out, I've, like, moved on. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, I talked about this, like, 6 months ago, so.
Yeah, so, but like, I will never move on from anything that Catwin does. Like, I feel very seen every time she...
No, I haven't moved on, because I literally finished it at, like, 2 a.m., I do not know when... I don't know when things come out. I'm like, this could come out tomorrow, or this could... have like this could come out in a month or 2 months.
There was a bit of ass play. There was spanking, role playing.
Locked in one room. I went on a rant in my stories about how if I was locked in a room, I would immediately establish a pee corner and have to pee. And nobody would want to have sex with me after I peed in front of them. Except my husband.
Well, maybe
I pee with the door open. So he sees that.
Maybe they would. Maybe he would want to have sex with you. Maybe that he could have been into it. Like we didn't. His name was Leo.
He is filthy.
Yeah, he is disgusting, and I love that. He's also a Gemini. I got Catwin to confirm that. And Lara is a Libra.
She's just writing you in all
answering the questions that nobody asked.
I'm looking. I looked it up to see when it comes out, and it doesn't say on Goodreads.
Maybe on her Instagram.
Be surprised, bitches. But I did really love it because it's not often you read a book where they're both super depraved individuals, but they're both disappointed the other person's like not more depraved. Like they're it's like a miscommunication where they're both just like they do something. I don't want to do too many spoilers. They do something in the closet, and then they're both kind of like, meh, that was a little vanilla. But they're both pretending they're not like just absolute sexual deviants, which I loved. And that it's cleared up pretty quickly. So because this is a novella, so you know it's fast paced. But I did love that then they're like, oh wait, you're also fucked up? Perfect. And then it gets absolutely wild. Wild. What are you showing me the hockey player ham picture?
There you go. I'll reveal it. I'll do a hockey player reveal one day. So Jingle Bell Games, amazing. All of Catwin's backlist, except for Partner Track. Partner Track isn't on KU, but her other two holiday novellas are
Hotel Games and is it Holiday Games?
Yeah, Holiday Games. Okay. Hotel Games, if you know me and you read this book, you will see similarities. We did talk about that. Yeah.
I literally got 3 pages into that book and went, Michaela, is this fucking play about you?
At one point, Liv, she does say, she's like, "Can I please get a room overlooking the pool? I'm a triple water sign."
I was like, Michaela, I know that you are a triple water sign. We have
Why?
talked
Because
about it.
I say it every episode. I'm like, by the way, I'm a triple water sign, just so everyone knows. Like, 100%. So there you
Liv
go.
has,
That's.
in case people like how I review books, because I'll, well, not the general public. They do not like my reels, apparently. But people like that I pick just like random shit, like from the book, because I don't want to do like too heavy of spoilers. So I more do like themes or fun facts. And my fun fact with that one would be like Liv has hot pink pubes. She like dyes her pubes.
I have no pubes, just so we're clear on that.
Yeah, I DM'd her.
Catelyn
I was like, wait, Michaela, do you have hot pink pubes? Like, is this how deep does this go?
Liv,
This like
Liv,
similarities.
Liv does have a blonde bob and a pink fringe, which I'm not going to confirm or deny if I did that. I've also tried to dye my hair pink today, in the Christmas spirit, and it didn't work. So I had to overtone it, so it's like really purple. But if anyone from work, especially management, is listening to hear it, it was an accident. Okay, and it will wash out. And my hairdresser is in England until January.
Oh, is it like one of those situations where you're only allowed to have quote unquote natural hair colors?
I have white hair with a black stripe running down the middle of it. I cannot get any further from fucking natural. honestly, like, God intended me to have blonde hair and then he just forgot about it. So that's okay. I look good with dark hair, but I look the best with blonde hair. I have a
I
soft
can't even
summer
picture
color
you
palette.
with dark. Yeah,
You
you
see
pull
the
off blonde
guys.
really well.
Yeah, I'm an absolute idiot. I'm a silly goose. I want to go back to the pond. What else have you been reading? Give me a rundown. Like, we've been here for
All right, let's see. Let's go real quick. Okay, so I read the Witsec series by Ashley Rostack and absolutely did not like it. Which I don't talk about books I hate that much. And I didn't hate it, I guess. I read all four books.
You
What's
did
up?
hate it because it took away your good streak.
No, this is at the beginning. After it was
Okay.
after this that I hit my great streak. Oh. So people will love this book, but it is a very specific subset of people. Somebody on Reddit was like, I want a book with like the most drama ever. Can you recommend a book with drama? And I was like, I got you. Cause I was like, here's the shit. This girl, and I don't even know if we have time to go through this. I'm gonna whip through this so fast. This girl, whose name I have forgotten, is a twin. She is always coming second to her twin. She has a stalker called Mr. X. In the book, he is also called Mr. X. And I couldn't figure out if his name was actually Mr. X or if they were abbreviating it for some reason. It was really weird. Anyways, Mr. X takes a liking to her, tries to sexually assault her in a classroom. The principal walks in, fires him. He then becomes her stalker. No one really believes her, or they're not really taking it seriously until they're about to move. Her social life has plummeted. She's basically like a hermit. They're about to move because they finally kind of believe her, and he brutally murders her entire family, slitting her twin sister's throat in front of her. She then enters witness protection program. Her uncle is a marshal or something. They enter witness protection. Within like 3 days, she tells the neighbors that she's in witness protection. The neighbors are four brothers, ranging from ages 18, twins, 18, who are in high school, to like 26, and there's like a 24-year-old. The twins often share girls. Anyways, so
Brilliant.
she tells them she joins a gym. In the gym, there's a random guy who works there or goes there, who then at one point towards the end of book one, tries to drug her and rape her. She falls, cracks her head on the ground. It's whatever. They find her. I think they track her phone. She's like literally right outside the gym. They didn't even try. She calls them and is like, dying. And okay, so then he goes to jail. She is being brutally bullied by a girl in school. And like her latchkey, or no, latchkeys. What's the word? Honkies. I don't know. Like sub people,
yeah,
her followers.
Lackeys.
Yeah. Latchkey kids, her lackeys, and they're bullying her horribly, horribly, horribly. They physically assault her, and she presses charges. The heroine, turns out that the bully's dad is the sheriff, so he breaks into her house, and he threatens her. She has a ton of cameras. He is literally shows up and he's like, oh no, he doesn't break into her house yet. That's later. But he shows up. She's like, look at my cameras. I'm still pressing charges. And he's like, you're going to fucking regret this. And then he goes and releases the guy who tried to drug and rape her because he has that power. So he like lets that guy go. And he's like, hey, go get the girl. Later, he does break into her house at some point. Also, her stalker at some point breaks into her house and sleeps in bed next to her. And she's kind of aware he's there, but she thinks it's the brother she's mad at. And so when she wakes up, he's gone. But I think he might have jerked off on her or something. I'm not sure. And so, yeah, blah, blah, blah. More stuff happens. She gets assaulted at least 3 more times, twice in 1 week, ends up in the hospital. She's mad at the brothers. One of the brothers hates her, but still wants to fuck her. It's a whole thing. Meh. And yeah, like it just keeps going. And that was, I think there's like 50 bullet points of like horrible things that happened to this girl. It was just like too much. But also yeah. I was like, they waited until the very end of book 4 to resolve the stalker issue. And I was like, that's brilliant. Because if you had resolved it at like book 2, I would have stopped reading. But I needed to know what happened with the stalker. I read them all. So if you, like, there are people that I know love that shit. Like, absolutely love. Like, that, I would have loved this book in high school. This book would have been, like, my crack cocaine. I would have been like, yes. Because I loved reading, like, fan fictions where, like, something terrible happened to them, like, every chapter. You know? But, so that started my, like, not-so-hot streak. And that's, again, the Wit Sect series by Ashley Rastek, if you do want to read it. And the writing wasn't bad. It was, it felt, again, it's like something I would have read in high school. But, it was, the story was just fucking bonkers. And a bunch of people read it based on what I said on Reddit and liked it. So,
well, good for them.
Immediately following that, though, I then started reading a gay series of gay porn stars.
Fabulous.
By Emmy Sanders. Fucking amazing. And it came about because I put in my stories, I was like, I need to read a book with fisting. And my friend Shayna was like, got you.
I love Shayna. Shayna, if you're listening, you are the baddest. You are the baddest bitch that I've ever met.
She was like, have you read Tink by Emmy Sanders? Because there's fisting. And I was like, okay. I'm like 99.9% sure that was Shayna.
Did you know Shayna's a Scorpio?
No, I did not. I love that you know. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Why is everyone I love a Scorpio? Somebody DM'd me the other day and was like, they were like, oh, are you a Libra or like something else? And I was like, and then they saw, and because it was based on my story. And then they were like, saw my story where I said, like, I don't, because I like to fight with people online, but I've never been in an actual physical fight. And after the story where I said, I've never been in a physical fight, they went, oh no, you're a Virgo. And I was like, okay, that's freaky accurate. Yes. I was like, how did you know?
She has Cancer rising and a Sagittarius moon, though, if anyone wanted to know. I made her do her birth chart.
Thank you. I don't know what any of that means, but thank you. But yeah, so if you're looking for just a sex positive series, I cannot recommend Emmy Sanders. What's it actually called? It's called Elite 8 Studios series. And I actually read, so I think Tink is book 3. Let's see. Yeah, book 3. So I ended up reading book 3 and then book 2 and then book 1, and book 4 just came out. Tink's great. It's an MMM about a adorable twink porn star named, well, his name is Adam, but he's very Tinkerbellish. So like his you know, porn star name is Tink, and he meets a bear on like Grindr. Oh, I rhymed it with Tinder just then. Oh, yeah. On Grindr.
You know what I did to the gays at work? I played the Grindr song, the Grindr tune.
Oh, have you seen that where like you play it and whoever like notices it?
Yeah.
Like, ah!
I was just checking.
You're on Grindr. But Tink was great. So it is a unique story where he really likes this bear he meets. And not a real bear, but like, you know, the gay terminology for like a huge usually like
bearded
hairy man. Very hairy guy, and it turns out that then his neighbor is in love with him, so there's two bears, and Tink's like, hey, I will step aside and let you guys are clearly in love with each other, so I'm gonna like step aside. And then one of them's like, hey, why don't you still date like the original guy, and I'll date him too. And then eventually all of them are dating, and it was really sweet. It was very like low angst. There's like a shitty ex-boyfriend who makes like a couple appearances and like that's it. Malibu though is about an escort who he's a porn star and an escort, because he's trying to get money. Like, he really needs money to provide care for his really shitty mom. Like, his mom's like absolutely garbage, but she has like dementia and she's in a home, and he feels like he's gotta like care for her. Mm-hmm. And it's like very traumatic for him to have to do that, and he's like working himself to the bone, and he ends up becoming an escort for a blind man who lost his vision like rather recently. Like, it's not, he wasn't like born blind, so there's like some like work with that, which it affects him a little bit because he's upset that he can't see like Malibu. But that was spectacular. That's where I like popped in, and I was like, guys, you need to fucking read this series. It was so adorable. And then Dix is an enemies to, it's one-sided enemies to lovers. So like Dix is like a dick. And Nico is like sunshine and rainbows, a character. And he just keeps getting on Dix's nerves. And Dixon is like the full name. But they call him Dix, I think is his name, obviously. If you're going to do gay porn and you're not going to go by that name, I don't know what to tell you. I read that series, and then I read everything else Emmy Sanders has ever written, and she's like a really sweet story of like where one of the porn stars goes to a small town to help with like a gay pride parade and meets the guy running it, who is a newly discovered gay, and has never had sex with a man, and so it's like this really shy cowboy and like this really out loud, proud, like famous gay porn star, like people know him, and he helps with the gay pride parade, and it was so fucking sweet. He was like, we're both virgins technically because you're a virgin of the heart, and I was like, oh my god,
oh, that's cute.
So, and then I just kept reading gay stuff, so
as you should.
Yeah, just kept going. I read everything by Emmy Sanders. I did read Fangirl by Tessa Bailey, and I was feral for it. It was amazing.
I need that book.
It was amazing. You absolutely have to read it.
Yeah. Like, then I cannot read, wait until February. Tessa, I need a copy.
It comes out. Oh, it doesn't come out till February, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just mail you my copy.
No, but don't ever send me anything. You want to get punched? I'll punch your mother. I don't give a fuck.
Don't punch my mom.
I'll punch you.
No, okay.
You can watch.
I did say I cried in my Instagram stories today a little bit. And I was like, I did tell Michaela to punch me if I ever cry on the internet. But it was worth it because the book was so good. So someone was like, she's in Australia, she can't punch you. And I was like, she'll make fun of me, though. And that is an emotional punch. So, yeah.
Don't threaten me with a good time punching someone.
I did read all of the Reverse Harems by Lily Gold. Mm-hmm. Finally. I've been wanting to because those covers are wild. It's like, hey, let's take a cartoon, but imply she's getting railed by three men.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a really bold choice.
Yeah. I love a bold choice. We've got to read all of the Eva, what's her name? Eva Ashwood.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to read all of that
stuff before. So
I like it. Very readable. Very, very readable.
Oh, then I read Iced Out by C.E. Ritchie because of you.
Fuck yes. It's good. Hey. It
all the time. Yeah. Then I read the second book. Then I read a bunch of Jessica Cain's. Oops. I don't really count them as reading vaginas, though, because it took me like 15 minutes to read each one. So it was like momentary lapse. I read one and I was like, oh no, I slipped and fell on Jessica Cain's dick and just like kept reading them. And then I read nothing. I have not read a straight book in about 2 weeks.
Good.
Yeah.
That's the way is exactly the holiday spirit. 100% there.
I have a bunch of other ones. Like, I really want to talk about The Bro and the Beast. By Joel Abernathy, but I feel like that needs almost its own episode. Maybe I'll make that a Patreon, though, just because I'm gonna have to deep dive it, and I don't think you need to listen to me deep dive five books.
Well, I could. Do you need me there for it?
You know? You could. Yeah. I mean, if
it's
you're willing
to take me along on a ride.
I do like your reactions. So, yeah,
my reactions to things when I am like deep in it are just. I obviously have like a real flight or fight response. And most of the time I'm ready to fight. Like, I'm meeting someone where at my work and I'm like, hey, do you want to be on my podcast? He's like, oh, I don't know about that. I was like, well, you will be on my podcast. So you will follow me. And, you know, you'll get us the, he's like, oh, we'll get the tickets. And he mentioned that again when I saw him.
So he means it. Tickets. He didn't have to mention it again.
But I did guess that he's an Aries. I was like, of course you are. I was like, always guessing a star sign. That's me judging everyone at work. There's this one kid who's there, and he's like, I was like, he said something. He's like, the last time I was in a serious relationship, I was 15. He's like, that's like 5 years ago. And I was like, do you know how long ago? I'm like, I was 15 20 years ago. And he's like, his whole like foundation has just been shooketh. Like, they're all just, they don't understand. I'm like this timeless being, like, because I'm, you know, like watch TikTok and like talk about these things, and they're like, oh, I've got to go pick up the kids. Like, what the fuck is going on here? You know, like, yeah.
You're just fucking with everything they think they know about time and space and life.
Yeah, like, you don't turn to dust after 30. Can you believe? Like, yeah,
we're still on TikTok, bitch, and we're still reading smut.
Exactly. We're the funniest ones on TikTok.
Yeah. And a lot of 100%. People are really mad about it.
Yeah. And that's okay. I actually was. I was calling my friend, she's a work friend, and she's Gen X. And I keep calling her Boomer. And she's like, I'm not a Boomer, I'm Gen X. And I'm like, that's just a Boomer with no money. Yeah.
Now you're dropping. Yeah.
Yeah. That is a read.
You're hurting some people on the podcast, I think. Some of our listeners, I'm sorry, guys. Felt a dagger.
I do. I love you all so much. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. And my cats are good. Thanks for asking, guys. They are still the lights of my life. They are older now.
Did somebody actually ask? Are you looking at your DMs right now?
Yeah. So I like often will be like, how's like people are always like, you always show Fable. And I'm like, that's because like Dagger. He's the little protector. He's out there. He's making sure he's, you know, strolling the perimeter. He killed a cockroach the other day. I actually had to like correct my son because he just still kept calling it like the name that he called it when he was little. And that was Cockridge. And I was like, well, maybe if we just don't say Cockridge. So yeah, he's had to like really just reintroduce himself to the word cockroach instead of Cockridge. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that my kids have been reading Ice Planet Barbarians. Like, I think that it would take a while for them to grasp what those books are about, which is fine. Mm. My daughter does communicate to me mostly in like YouTube shorts because she's not allowed TikTok. That. Yeah, so that's kind of what she's up to. Always sends me these ones about how I'm like a reverse almond mom, and I'm like, I love that so much. Like, I really fucking respect that my daughter.
The one time that reverse is allowed.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and reverse harem. It's too late. You can't fix that term. I mean, you can say why choose, but now there's kind of a difference between why choose and reverse harem. So I don't know. But if anybody says reverse grumpy sunshine in my fucking DMs, I will riot. No. Michaela and I do not believe that is a thing. It is just grumpy sunshine. And you
or reverse age gap. Grumpy. It's still an age gap. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just
tell me which one's older. Just be like age gap, older heroine.
Mm.
Right?
Well, because we're doing Christmas, so we want you guys to DM us anything that you've come across, anything that's funny. We're going to do like weird and wacky as per usual because that's what we love.
I got to read one of those Christmas cookie fucking books.
100%, 100%. We need to read our Layla Faye, our little baby girl. We've missed her. I think she's got frost out. There's a whole bunch. But then I think that next year we're going to really focus on forcing Kate to read the Having Boy series. I just looked at it. It's right there. It's so beautiful.
It is not beautiful. It is like a crime against nature to look at.
Vaco.
I literally brought this up to my mom while we were at Barnes & Noble the other day. I was like, can you believe that this author has every boy? It's a Havoc, right? Every boy, Havoc, their name starts with one letter of Havoc. Mm-hmm. And yet the author, when you put the books in order, it does not spell Havoc.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, it's me against the music.
Oh my God.
And now that we're wrapping this up, Kate and I can finally get back to our books. What are you currently reading? I'll go first. I'm reading.
Good. I have to open my Kindle and find out.
I'm reading Her Soul for Revenge by Harley LaRue. And let me just tell you, if you're into like demons and blood play and all sorts of like cranky ass heroines, like I can tell when I read Harley LaRue books, I'm like,
oh, I did buy my first one. Losers.
Fuck yes. Yeah. Fuck yes. That is so good. You need to read The Dare first, though.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'm going to have to buy it. They didn't have it at the bookstore I went to, so.
No. I'll put it on your wish list. I'll buy it for you from Amazon, for real. It's so fucking good. But, like, when you read a Harley LaRue book, you can tell that, like, Harley LaRue is, like, in that life. Like nasty ass, degradation, spanking, spitting, blood play. Like it's delicious. So that's me. That's the rest of my Sunday sorted. What are you reading? Tell me.
I do that thing where I bounce between like 4 or 5 books at a time, depending on what I'm feeling. So I am currently reading Captivated by Alessandra Hazard, but it is a chic theme. And I told some people that one of the first books that really shocked me as a teenager that I read was a book by Catherine Coulter that involved a sheik, and it was like actual like kidnapping. It was like, but like no trigger warning. Like it was just a book sold in the grocery store. It traumatized me. So it was the 80s. It was like 85, I think it was written.
Yeah.
So I'm slowly working my way through that, even though I read the end, just because the actual idea of it is like triggering to me, which is like baffling. I'm never triggered, but I find it hard to finish. I have the 5th book of The Bro and the Beast. I paused it to read the first book in the spinoff series because I needed to know. I'm also reading Yule by the Orcs by Finley Fenn, which is a MMF book where one orc hero gifts another orc. So he has like a male partner who is so horribly disfigured and hideous that he like basically convinces this woman to be in a relationship with him and then like surprises her with like this like hideous man. But then she falls in love with them both. Mm-hmm. He actually has like a bow around his dick, I think.
Yeah, when I love they that. Meet.
I'm reading No Pucking Way by C.R. Jane and Mae Dawson. And that is a reverse harem hockey mafia. It's 3 hockey players and amnesia. So the girl has amnesia. And oh she's like, God. Why do these 3 hockey players seem familiar? Why does this like mafia boss seem familiar? And someone else is also trying to kill her. I haven't gotten far enough yet. It's a duet. So I'm almost done with the first book, but I haven't finished. And yeah, the hockey guys hate the mafia guy. They all used to be friends. So I don't know. It's wild. I love this trope or this subgenre mixing. Cause like Cleo Evans and Ashley Bennett also have a hockey monster combo, reverse hair or MMF. And finally, I just literally finished before coming here, Let the Wrong Light In by Avon Gale. I am obsessed with Avon Gale's books. I just bought a bunch. I'm just binge reading them. It's MM hockey, but now I'm reading her non-hockey stuff. And it's all absolutely delightful, flawless perfection. So,
fuck yes.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're finishing it up, guys.
Yeah.
We love you so much. Thanks for listening. Yeah, say hi to your dad from me and Kate, probably.
If he's, yeah. Is he grumpy? You can say hi.
Okay.
If he's stay sunshine, slutty. I'm not into it. Bye. No.
Stay smutty.
And read whatever the fuck you want. See you guys next week, 2 weeks. We'll see. Bye.